Blowing on the ashes of a fire, Mordy added more wood and got it burning again. It was now fully night. Mordy sat patiently by the small blaze, waiting to see if the owl would return. She was starting to nod off again when he winged in. Perching next to her, he nodded, then gave a tremendous belch.
"Manners, old lad. I'm right sorry to be so long, lass, but I'm right partial to a taste of lizard now and again. Yon big scoundrel won't bother thee no more, nay."
The hermit gazed in horrified fascination at the tail of the big lizard, which was still hanging from the side of the owl's beak. He noticed and sucked it in with a quick slurp.
"Beg pardon, I'm sure. What's thy name, lass?"
Mordy rose, treating him to a small curtsy.
"My name's Mordy, sir. You must be Azio Bardwing."
The owl's yellow eyes went even wider.
"Woohoo! How thee know that? Are ye magic?"
Mordy chuckled.
"Actually, I was told your name by an old friend of yours, Bungwin Hermit."
Azio shook his big feathered head.
"Never heard of the beast. I reckon you're magic. Mordy, eh? By gum, that's a reet grand old name. My Auntie Cordulia had a second cousin on Uncle Wilfrim's side. Her name were Mordy. Gradely old duck she was. So then, Mordy lass, what's thee doing round here?"
The hermit explained.
"Actually, I'm looking for a badger. Large, hefty warrior type. Carries a flame and walks with the banished one. I don't suppose you've seen him."
Asio's head swivelled almost right round.
"Thou supposest reet, lass. Happen I've not seen any beast apart from thee this season. Couldn't thee see this badger with thy magic?"
Mordy added twigs to her fire.
"Really, I'm not at all magic, honestly."
Asio waved a talon, which was almost the size of a small dagger, in Mordy's face.
"Fie on thee! I knows magic when I sees it, lass. I'll wager thee can read claws and a reet."
Mordy did not like being ungracious to her rescuer, so she humoured Asio.
"Read claws? Well, just a little bit."
Asio hooted happily.
"Ooh, I knew thee could the moment I set eyes on thee, lass. Here, read mine. What does the future hold for me? Well, I wed and have little uns. I dearly would like to have a mate."
Mordy had seen fortune-telling performed at the barrack room in Salamandastron to pass time on long winter evenings. It was all in fun, of course, a bit of harmless trickery. She had never seen it done on a bird, however, but Mad Mordy was always game for anything.
"Righto, old chap. Let's see your claws."
Asio held up one claw, tipped with four murderously long, curving talons. Mordy gulped at the sight of them.
"Righto. Now, hold him still and let me see what I'll jolly well see. Your name is Azio Bardwing, right?"
Azio nodded solemnly. As Mordy strove to think of her next question, he marvelled.
"Aye, that's reet, lass. Azio Bardwing of the Big Bardwing Nest. How did thee guess that?"
Mordy suddenly realised that she was dealing with an owl who had complete memory blankness. Accordingly, she played her role to the hilt, murmuring darkly.
"I know this because I am mad, mystic Mordy. Do you know a mole they call Bungwen the Hermit?"
Asio gasped.
"Aye, oh Bungwen the Mole. I remember him now. By gum, he were a good little bloke."
Mordy made several passes over his claws with a paw.
"Silence now, oh feathery one, for I see destiny in your blinking claws, what? I am getting a message from the Big Bardwing Nest. From some bird called Auntie Cordulia. Do you know such a creature?"
Asio looked flabbergasted.
"Well, blow me down. She knows Auntie Cordulia. What's her message, lass? Mad, misty, what's your name? Tell me."